I just bring this for show, so I'm going to have to put it down. Got to look the part. Father, we love you. We thank you. A brief disclaimer, this is not Rabbi Peter speaking for anyone listening to this in a recording. It is our hope, Father. It is our desire. It is your blessing, Father, that you speak to us this morning, O God, for we may have come here today as we often do, but you are not a God that does often things, Father. You do a new thing. You're moving. You are transforming, not because there's a change in you, but because you are giving us a different perspective of a part of you we have never seen before. And so, Father, we come this morning, O God, and we recognize that if we had any idea why we were here, we probably would have stayed home, because we don't enjoy being pulled out of our comfort zone. However, you will not rest. You will not rest until you fill this world with your glory. You will not rest until we are formed into the image of the Son. You will not rest until the day that no man will ask another, "Tell me about the Lord," for all will know me. Thank you, Father. We love you. We bless you. And we give ourselves wholly to you. We ask you, Father, that you take off our physical and spiritual clothing, Lord, that we may walk with you, hear from you the way that Adam heard and walked with you in the garden, Father. Remove the skin, the thick scales that are on us, O God, from years of pain and suffering, Father, that protective wall that we have put up so that we do not hurt. Father, we want to open that up so that we can be heard again, because it is in the suffering and the pain that the anointing begins to pour out, O God. It's in the suffering and the pain that we recognize that there is no difference between black or white or male or female or rich or poor. It is in the suffering, O God, that the anointing comes. And this is why David said, "Behold how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." It is the anointing oil that comes down on Aaron's head and goes down his beard and drips down his skirt, O God. We are looking for the coming of the Christ, and Christ is saying, until you become one, the Christ cannot be among you, because I am in you, and you need to be broken like all olives are squished and pressed so that the oil can come forth, O God. Hallelujah, O God. Thank you, God. Father, take us out of our place, Father God. Bring us into the third heaven, O God. We ask, O God, that our human minds will not understand a single word that is being spoken. But we ask, Father God, that the Christ man in us will increase, and that the human ego will decrease, O God, that we may walk out of this place today saying, "I have absolutely no idea what done happened on there." But God will know what he needs to do as he walks outside through you. Father, we want to hear your voice. We want to feel your presence. We want to understand, Father God. Our brother, Father God, comes up and he speaks one message in two words or three words. The message has already been spoken. The message is already been spoken. Know God, make him known. Know God, make him known. That should have been amen. Let's go home. The message is know God, make him known. That's the message right there. You save yourself a lot of time. Next week, just come over there. We'll do the little offering before you come in. Brother said, "Know God, make him known." Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go right back and know God, make him known. That is the message. All I feel and sense in the spirit, in my heart, there's a yearning of God, and God just keeps saying, "You have to be vulnerable. You have to be pulled out of your comfort zone in order to know me." You know why we read, "His love endures forever"? Be pleased with the Lord, for he is good. He loves me. And you know, the first 10 times it sounds, we're all, his love endures forever. And after like 100 times, his love endures forever. How long is this psalm? What is going on? Why? Because the author that is writing is a man who suffered in pain. He couldn't figure out how to live with his wife. He had a man killed so that he could have the man's wife. He had children out of wedlock. He himself was a child out of wedlock. And he was desperate for God. King David, in his desperation and his sorrow, he was a terrible husband, a terrible dad, a terrible everything. But in that pain, in that suffering, he realized, without God, I'm nothing. And I will write a long time to say his love endures forever, because everything I've messed up, his loving arms has come and picked me up out of my hell. You need to know and make him known. And you can't make him known unless you know him. Because the end of a thing is greater than the beginning of a thing. So if the beginning is, you must know, that's the beginning. That you may make him known, that's the end of the age and the glory. The glory is not 2,000 years when Jesus walked over here. And we're so focused on that. The glory is how we are going to make that known in this generation. Because he said, great things I have done, but greater you shall do, because I return to the Father. No, make him known. He doesn't say make him known so that he can know. Know him. Make him. Oh, we're going to get ourselves in trouble, but it doesn't matter. I didn't invite anybody here today. That's the beauty of you. And I come in here, mess it all up, and then I run out of here. And it's pastor's problem. What happens when these little lambs start growing claws and start turning into lions? No. Make him known. Oh, I wish I had time to explain to you why praise is so important. Praise ain't some nice song that somebody likes to sing because they're feeling good on that day. Praise. God speaks. Give to me a sacrifice of praise. That don't sound like a fun time. Something is happening. You may not know this yet, but God is beginning to unfold the understanding of praise. You see, I don't know, I don't see any nightclubs around here. I don't know what's going on in this part of the world. But there's places where there's nightclubs and people are shooting up and getting doped up and drinking up and dancing. And they can do this all night. And we who are filled with the Spirit of God come into the house of God. And the way we praise him is, it is well with my soul. I ain't making fun of nobody. I'm just saying that there is a juice inside of me that is far greater than any crack, any methane, or any drug anybody could ever do. And the reason why the world is still so broken is because they have not yet seen what happens when you get impregnated by the Spirit of the living God. Why? Because you have not yet known. Therefore, how can you make him known? You see, this thing only works for people who are tired of partying and they want to come down and rest a little bit. Oh, it's so nice. The people are so nice. Oh, that's how you got tricked in. But you ain't going to stay this way. God, you're not going to stay this way. You don't have to be a prophet to know there was a shift coming in the atmosphere. And what you know today, next year, will be different. You will not be able to come in here, sit on your seat and say, how is your week? Because you will know how the week was. It was hell. But God, it was terrible. But God, everything fell apart. I lost my house. I have nothing left. But God, I got no food. That's how my week was. But God, I done lost my leg. I done lost my arm. I done lost everything. People will come in like just a little head on a wheelchair. How was your week? I'm completely unarmed, but God. Because it is in the suffering. Brother sitting over there on the side. Man, I'm glad I'm not sitting in the back. He's like, I'm going to sit on the side over here. And I'm going to make believe I ain't over here. Keep the door open, brother. I can get out. They didn't even know I'm here. It don't matter. You already done got pregnant the moment when you walk in. You're going to walk out of here 9 months from this. What is happening to me? When God shows up. No. And make him known. Praise. This ain't nothing to do with the message. I'll start preaching a little bit at some point, I'm thinking. But this ain't not. It's like making love with your bride. You can't just say, let's do it. No, you gotta take it slow. You turn on the music a little bit. Little candle here and there. Ain't got nothing to do with what's gonna happen later on. But you gotta kind of work yourself into that. So the message is the impregnation. This is just like, let's put some little music on. And turn the candles on. Oh, glory. It's all right. This is between you and the Lord. Pay no attention to the rabbi in front of the class. This is your day. This is something that God is saying. You're going to laugh and you're going to cry. But at the end of the day, you're going to walk out of here and you are not going to be alone. No, I'm not walking next to you. I'm walking in you. And I ain't going to stop until I make this thing happen. I don't have time to tell you about the mansion in heaven. First of all, that don't even work around here. I've been driving around this place all over. There's so many nice mansions around here. Go tell that to one of them rich people. You're going to have a mansion in heaven. Is it better than the one I have now? Still haven't figured it out. You ain't getting the house. You are the house. He's preparing the house so that God can have a house to live in. You're the house he's preparing for himself. You don't have time for that. I'm going to ask you to open up your Bibles. Hallelujah. What are you doing? What's going on over there? What are you grabbing? I'm talking about where the word is being written in your heart, because God said, I will take my word and I will write it in your heart. We have spent so much time trying to read a book and not opening the book, which is our heart and our mind, to hear what God is speaking through the book. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. It's a problem with religion. Spend so much time going through the letter, they don't understand the spirit. Praise. Praise. Know him. Make him known. Praise. Why do we praise? Sometimes you gotta have a physical, visual. God shows things in the natural that we may understand what's happening in the spirit. You got a sister in the back. She's praying. She's surrounded by pain. She's surrounded by suffering. She's surrounded by voices telling her, you can cry to God all you want. You're not worthy. And she's in the back, weeping day and night. She tries to focus on the things of God, and all she can see is a movie of her sin, a reflection of her brokenness. And she cries and she cries. She's saying, Lord, oh Lord, please, Lord, come rescue me. I don't know if you know this, and I don't know if you've ever been there, and if you haven't, you're going to be. Just giving you a little heads up. The real prayers that you pray to God are not eloquent prayers. Dearest heavenliest, thou art it. Like somehow the godly things are stuttered. Thus, 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 deathness, deathes, thus and must and deathes. Hallelujah. Yep. The prayer that reaches God is the one where you don't have any eloquent words to say. You just need him to do something. Do something. What's wrong with you, oh God? And there she sits in darkness, crying out day after day after day, God. She opens up the Bible. She reads scripture. It feels a little good. But at the end, when she shuts the book, she's in the same place, in the same misery, in the same suffering, with the same memory of her sin. And worse, sometimes the only joy that she can have is to go back to the place where she knows she's accepted. And she begins to walk in sin again. With no hope, there is no answer. Well, let me explain to you what's happening in the spirit realm. Because you see, our Father is the great King. And he sits on a throne. And it's a majestic throne. We can't even explain this. It says that to one side, there's cherubim or seraphim, and they're saying, holy. And from the other side, it's an echo. Holy. And it comes from the other side. Holy. And it's going back and forth. And let me tell you something. It's not even like they're saying this, because what's happening is the radiance of God is so amazing that as he sits there, the radiance of holiness comes out of him like a wave, like a wave. And the wave comes and it hits the cherubim and the seraphim. And the word that comes forth, which says holy, it's not them speaking. It's God himself bringing upon himself, because no human, no creature, nothing can tell God is holy, because that would be diminishing God. And he has to hear it from himself. And it's going holy, holy. I mean, there's lambs with seven eyes and seven horns. There's 24 elders crying to the ground. They're getting up. It's crazy in there. There's smoke billowing. There's fire. And he's sitting on the throne. And the daughter is home. God! God! God sitting on the throne. Praise the Lord. Oops. Praise myself, all myself. Blessed myself. Worship myself. Someone has to come up with that song. God is busy. And he's on the throne. Oh. I mean, think about this. He has to answer your prayers today. At the same time, he's answering your prayers yesterday. And fulfilling the prayers you're praying tomorrow. At the same time. You're like, oh Lord, oh Lord. And he's already dancing with your grandchildren. It's hard for him to pay attention to all your little problems. And she sits there crying. Lord, why don't you hear my cry? But then something happens. That daughter at home who has no more tears to cry. She has no more Bible to read. She cannot kneel anymore. She's run out of anointing oil. She's got so much anointing oil on her head. Her head is all oily. She's a mess. She ain't got nothing left to do. And in the middle of her saying, I give up, she's sitting there at home by herself, and she begins to sing, praise the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Blessed is holy name. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord
He's nice.
She's praising, tears. She ain't asking for help. She just begins to praise. And let me explain to you what's happening in the heavenlies, because God is minding his business on the throne. And as he's trying to do the godly thing, suddenly his leg starts moving. And he's like trying to hold on. He says, oh God, what is happening to me? The angels are saying, what's going on? They don't want to say nothing. And nobody wants to mess around with God is doing. And God is like up in the air. And it's like, whoa. And they said, whoa. The angels are like, is everything okay? They don't know. Nobody knows what God is doing, because his ways are not our ways. And he's over there and he's flying like a flag, you know. And God is trying to pull himself back into the throne. It's like, come on, I'm God, I gotta be on the throne. And she's back there, and she ain't crying out to the Lord, she's just praising him. And he can't take himself, and all of a sudden, he starts flying, and he starts moving backwards, and the angels are still over there on the throne wondering what's going on. And God can't help himself, because when this daughter is singing and praising him in her misery, God inhabits the praises of his people. He has to be where he's being praised. Now, the amazing thing is this, is that the angels in heaven, in the third heaven, the second heaven, the whatever heavens there are, they gotta be on both sides of God to do their thing. So if God ain't coming back to the throne, all they do is they just go ahead and... Oh my God, hallelujah. Good thing ever... They gotta come back, because all of heaven has to be near her, because God is back here today. I'm sorry. I done got carried away. Why, just none good. I don't know what happened. Oh, I got it. Help me out. Jesus. Last time he was God, he's got me. He's got my back. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What happened? Move it aside. All right. Hallelujah. Now you know what it's like to walk like me for a minute. Okay. God inhabits the praises as his people. He cannot remain on the throne. He gets sucked like a vacuum into the praise. Not because you're asking him, God, come help me, but because God's ears perk up when he says, how is it possible that a daughter who has no reason to thank me, no reason to praise me, in her dark agony, she's singing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And God cannot stay in his sovereignty in the third heaven. He has to come back to your place, and the third heaven follows him. And here's the beauty behind that. When he shows up, all the voices, all the demons, all the oppression, all the cancer, all the things they have been telling you, the reality that you belong to in this broken realm, has to flee. Because in the presence of God, no cancer can survive. No depression can speak. Suicide is resurrected. In his presence, know him. Make him known. And that daughter could never know him until he's so distant that she has to cry and finish crying and then just begin to praise him. I guarantee you, I speak as a servant of the living God. 1 year from now, scratch that. 9 months from now, you will not be able to gather without losing your mind in praise. You see, this is why, this ain't gonna work! This ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work. Come on, I use this up there. It's prophetic. It says the trump shall sound. I don't know what else God can do to tell his people, guys, Pay attention. I am trying to give you hints. The trump shall sound. I don't know. Let's see. How can I do this? How can I do this? How can I get my people to realize we're about to cross over? Is there a guy named Donald Trump anywhere? Okay, I just got to put him there just for the sake of my people getting the hint. Now, I'm not telling you who to vote for because you shouldn't be voting for anyone other than the king who needs no vote. But I'm just saying God is trying to wake you up. The trumpet shall sound. We are at the hour. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. Kiss that sound system. Love it and bless it, but it ain't going to work. Oh, I wish I had a recording. I wish I had a recording of the service. You missed it. No, you missed it. Because if it came into you, you don't need a recording. You are the music. You are the sound. No one needs to hear what someone else said. They just need to experience what you have become. That is good. The world does not need a story. It needs to see the reality. Well, don't you want to know Jesus? I'll tell you, that is so confusing. When you meet an unbeliever for the first time, they may not say anything, but they look into your face and they say, oh God, what is that? And God is saying, that's Jesus. And I'm like, oh my God, oh, he's coming to me, he's coming to me, he's coming to me. Oh my God, I'm tripping. And there you come, the presence of Messiah in you. Using your feet, using your hands. And then your mouth opens and you default to your human self and say, don't you want to know Jesus? Let me tell you about Jesus. And the person is like so confused. It's like Jesus is coming to talk to me to tell me about himself 2,000 years ago. I'm so confused. So it's not that they're not accepting Jesus. It's that they were attracted to this thing that they can't understand. But suddenly this thing starts talking like a human. Love. Love one another. By this you shall know. Not by some message you're speaking. It's when they see, what is this love? What is this unconditional love? What is this thing? What's keeping these people dancing? Not just on Sunday. I get a lot of grief because I'm a rabbi, you know, and I show up and I preach on Sunday. And then I go to Shabbat on Saturday. Some of the people says, why are you preaching on Sunday? I said, last time I checked, Jesus brought in the Sabbath on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. There ain't no day that isn't Sabbath. Without him. Know him. Make him known. Oh, I'm about to preach in a little bit. Oh, I kind of forgot what I was going to preach about, but it's okay. God. God is bringing you to a place. It is inevitable. You will know him. And here's the word. Everything you ask in God to protect you from is what's holding you back from really knowing him. Everything you earnestly pray that God delivers you from is the very thing God has placed in your life so that you can know him. Joseph does not become second in command of the greatest nation on earth by having his brothers like him. He goes to where he goes because of hate. Because people are trying to kill him. Oh, I don't have time for this, but here it is. Joseph is in his moment of glory. I got the dreams. I got the dreams. I got the goat. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory. They grab him. They rip the coat off of his back and they throw him in the hole. And he's like, oh, God, where's God? He's on the throne. Ain't got no time for that. God's confused. He's like, why are you crying to me? I already know where you are. What's going on over here? Like, God is trying to figure it out. Like, where are you in time? Because in my time, you're here going, but somehow, where are you? God gets a little confused. He doesn't have a good memory. He's a single parent with a dysfunctional family. Oh, it's true. I've been trying to hook up with this girl. She's sleeping with everybody. Some people think that he gave up that girl and he went for another girl. God, don't do that. He's high. He's on one girl. The blessings of Israel cannot change. You have been grafted into that dysfunctional girl. Welcome to the family. God only has one girl. Someone one time told me, well, Rabbi, we're all going to be out of here, and then you and the Jews are going to be here. And I said, let me tell you, sucker, if I'm going to be here, you are grafted into me. You're going to be here with me. Because God does not have two girls. He's got one people. Try to get out of here without me. Come on, if you're going, I'm going. And if I'm staying, come on, somebody. You got it. Hallelujah. It's okay because it's in the fire. It's in the fire. That's Shedrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In the fire. It's in the fire that the world looks in and says, didn't we throw three in? Why are we counting four? It's in the fire that the Christ appears. What in the world are we talking about, Father? Hallelujah. Know him. I'm so glad. The introduction to the message. I have no clue what I'm talking about. I'm going back. Know him. Make him known. Hallelujah. Glory. Know him. Make him known. How can you make him known? If what you have known is a religious experience. How can you make him known if the only experience you have with the God of Israel is what happened on the cross? There's a lot more to the King of Glory than what's on the cross. And inasmuch as those who loved him went back to the cross to see where he was, and they went to the grave looking for him because that was their last revelation of the Christ, someone stood up and said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross, but you have resurrected in me, and you ain't stuck on a pole. You're manifesting your glory to this earth. Use my hands, use my mouth, use my eyes. Hey, don't get all offended now. You ain't got nothing on the Jewish people. Man showed up and said, eat me. He did. And we're like, I'm biblical. Drink my blood. Torah says you shall not eat the blood of any animal. Dummy, this animal ain't no normal animal. He's not just lamb. He is lion. He's not just the Star of David. He is everything. This blood you're drinking ain't animal blood. It's God blood that you may have God blood in your veins, but you're so stuck with the reading of the letter that you can't see the spirit when it's right in front of you. So don't stone me because I'm telling you that there's another level of what God is doing. This is a 2,000 year revelation and he's bringing us to a new understanding. This is how he gets us in. And in the end, we all, like lambs, are led to the slaughter. Know him. Make him known. His ways are not our ways. I can spend all day showing you how much he's messed me up. I just don't want to be alone so I can't even mess you up. So I can
Everything we do, he does the other way. We got our pattern, he's got his pattern. You know, the other day I was sharing this with a pastor. And at the end, when I showed him God's pattern, the pastor says, I understand it, it makes sense, but we do it differently. I was really confused. I said, you better follow the pattern because he's the pattern. Something about the pattern. You know, it's an amazing thing when you make pants, you need a pattern. Right? Jesus is the pattern. You take the pattern, you put it in all this cloth, and you cut the pants into the pattern. And then you sew them up, and you have the pants. Now let me ask you a question. Do you ever wear the pattern, or do you wear the pants? Oh, that'll mess you right up. Because God is saying, I am the pattern of something that is yet greater. I need to manifest myself in my people in a way the universe has never seen before. Know him. Make him known. The beginning of a thing is lesser than the end of a thing. Satan is so confused. Hey, guys, huddle up. Did we kill Jesus or not? He did. Why is it that since the day of Pentecost, it looks to us that there's at least 120 other anointed ones walking in this world? Because our God is a God of incorruptible seed. And the seed that was corrupted in the garden has been untouched by the enemy. And that is why you are a new creation. Know God. Make him known. His ways are not our ways. I'll mess it up right now. Ready? Ready? It's like, what do you mean ready? I've been messed up since you got up and started screaming. It's okay. It's going to get worse. Ready? Ready? How do we bring people to faith? First, they say a prayer. Then they got to get right with the Lord. Then they got to be baptized. And then they can eat the communion. That's usually the pattern. It makes sense. That's how I would do it too. Let me show you God's pattern. God gave communion to the children of Israel when they were stuck in Egypt and they didn't even know who he was. Then he brought them to the ocean and baptized them. And after he baptized them, then he gave them his instructions. His pattern and his ways are complete opposites to our ways. I don't know about you, but his ways are greater. And he's trying to bring us to understanding how he works. He don't need you to prove you're somebody special and then baptize you and then confirm it. He confirms you're special in the middle of your mess just to remind you where he already sees you in his future. Which is really his past, your future. He's already seen where he's bringing you. The promises of God is not what's going to happen. It's what he's already seen happen. And he's just telling you, by the way, it's not so bad. I've already seen you where I'm bringing you. I feel like Spock holding my ears up. This is it. I think I remember it. This is it. Know him. Make him known. It is impossible to make him known if you do not know him. And in order to know him, you have to go to the very beginning. Because God formed Adam in his image. I just want that to sink. God formed Adam and in his image and in his likeness. Just let that sink in. So what makes you think that Adam and Eve done screwed it up? God made Adam and Eve. Likeness, image. Adam is a reflection of a heavenly thing that has taken 6,000 years for us to comprehend. In likeness and image. Therefore, when Adam saw everything that God created, and Adam said, something's missing. Adam was made in likeness and image, which means God is saying, something's missing. I know I'm here. I know I'm God. But something is missing because Adam is a mirror reflection of God. If Adam is missing something, God is missing something. And God, after creation, says to Adam, Adam, I understand what it is because I sense it myself. He puts Adam to sleep. And God takes his hand and shoves it into his side and takes out of Adam the most beautiful part of Adam that was inside of him that he could not see when he was alone. God did not create another human being. God took out of Adam what was Adam outside of himself that he may see how glorious he is. This does not happen during the creation process. This is after all creation had been done, which means the bride is not a product of the creation. The bride is the purpose for the creation. Because it's the only thing that Adam said. Ooh la la. I seen horses, I seen sheep, I seen all kinds of things. I seen galaxies flow, but I ain't never seen that. He says, what is that? And Adonai says, well, that was in you. Brought you out of yourself. And Adam grabbed a hold of her. And that's when it says, for this reason, the man leaves his father and mother, clings on to his wife. It's when you see that that bride is the most beautiful thing that was in you outside. And you have to take that for yourself. It's not two becoming one. It's one who got separated from himself, returning back to himself. Adam is a pattern of God. Whatever's going on with Adam is a reflection of what's going on with God. And I wish I had time to tell you that there is a second Adam. And that second Adam too was lonely. And he started walking in this earth looking. Something is missing. I know I'm God. But something ain't right. Something is missing. And so that second Adam was put on the pole. And on that pole, he looked up to the Father. And he said, oh God, my Father, why have you forsaken me? He separated himself from his Father. He looked down and he looked at his mother. And he said, John, behold, woman, that's your son. He separated himself from his earthly mother. He separated himself from the Father. He gave up his spirit. And then his side was opened up. And blood and water came out of his side. And the second Adam was about to birth his bride. And that water and that blood is a representation of his people who are being born. And he needed to see the most beautiful part of himself is you. And you say, well, wait, that's order. Don't make sense because Adam messed up. Well, what you don't understand is the mirror of a thing is the opposite of a thing. This is my right hand. The mirror of my hand is left. The mirror of my hand is left. I cannot put a right hand next to my hand and see a reflection of it. Let me prove it. See, this is my left hand. Believe me, it's true. This is my right hand. The reflection is one way and the opposite. Do you see it? Look in the mirror. Do you realize that your right hand in the mirror is actually your left hand? The reflection is the opposite. So how is the second Adam the same? Because it's a reflection. You see, the first Adam birthed the bride and then took the sin. The second Adam took the sin and birthed his bride. For he who knew no sin became sin at Gethsemane before his side was open to birth you. And now it is no longer you that lives, but Messiah who lives in you. Know him. Make him known. Father, seal this thing in the generation that you have placed on this earth to manifest your glory. the generation that you've placed on this earth to cause demons to flee. Generation that decreases completely, that you may increase, that your glory may be seen in all of the earth. Help us understand what you meant when you said, every eye will see him. Father, I ask that you erase these words from our logical mind. Father, right now we shoo the raven, who are just wanting to swoop down and eat the seed. I pray that any one of your children here, Father God, who may have a hard heart or a lot of cares and worries of this world, Father God, I pray that you will reach down into their heart right now, Father God, and crush all the rocks, remove all the bad things, Father God, pluck up all the weeds, Lord, so that this word that has come forth this morning will penetrate good soil, oh God. And I ask that with both of your nail-scarred hands, you bring that earth back over, that soil back over that place where you have placed this seed, oh Lord, that you may begin to bring forth the rain, that you may be bringing forth, Father, the difficult times that are necessary to cause the seed to die, so that the seed will decrease and will start to sprout up, and that one seed can become many, O God. For your word says that every seed must multiply according to itself. So we ask that you will multiply the incorruptible seed in us, O God. Change, transform. We love you, Father. We love you, Father. We can't understand your ways, but we love you, Father. We love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. We love you, 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 we love you. We love you, Father. You are bringing the hearts of the children to the parents and the hearts of the parents to the children, O God. Let us know you, O God, that we may make you known. Thank you, Father. This is a prayer, O God, and we pray in your name. We're not praying using a name. We pray in your name. There is power in the name. In the name. Hallelujah. What time did the service start and what time does it end? Thank you, Lord. I leave you with this. We've been coming to our friend's home for several times. And they just have blessed us with a beautiful room to stay with, our own private little bathroom. And it's really a wonderful thing. I always feel like we're in a third heaven over there, you know what I mean? Because it's like, oh Lord, you know, because we're used to living on a boat in Haiti. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, now we're in a third heaven. It's such a blessing. And for days and days and days, you know, we go into the bathroom, we get ourselves ready, it's beautiful, right? And we go to turn on the sink to brush your teeth. It's a beautiful little pedestal sink. Everything's so beautiful. And I'm going back and forth, back and forth. So I look underneath and I turn the little thing and I turn the other side and I go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I say, huh. I'm thinking to myself, you know, it's possible that they don't realize that the plumbing ain't working right. But I didn't want to come out and say anything. You know what I mean? That is so ungrateful. We don't even have plumbing in our boat. And everywhere we go in Haiti, you got to poop in the bucket. So I am not complaining. I'm not complaining about a beautiful faucet that don't work. So I just keep my mouth shut. Day after day. And I'm just, Lord, how does this work? How does this work? I cannot figure the thing out. I can't make it work. I'm thinking, I wonder if it's in the wall. But it looks so good. The plaster is done. Everything is painted. I just go downstairs and drink coffee like that water is working fine. I just want them to be blessed and know that everything's working perfectly. Days and days and days. So I done come out with the thing that when we need to brush the teeth, I just open the shower thing and I stick the shower down and I brush my teeth as I get all wet. And it's a manageable thing. It's a first world's problem and we can deal with it. We're doing okay. Brushing my teeth, everything is fine. All right. We've done this for a while in secret. This morning, my glory. The thing that was taken out of me that when I saw, I said, I got to bring that back to myself. My glory, my bride, my beloved. She come around the corner with a little smile. Because she'd been asking me, honey, you're pretty clever. Why can't you figure out how to do it? I'm like, I can't fix the plumbing if it's not working. It's a beautiful home, just the plumbing don't work. I don't know. So I'm like, honey, look, I'm going to show you how I do it. Look, it's just you, the shower, it's fine. She came out with a big little smile. I'm like, what's going on? She goes, I figured it out. I said, you figure what? I don't know. I'm thinking, is this like a prophetic word? I'm about to speak and minister. What did you figure out? And I'm telling you, these are the words she said. She said, honey, I walked in there, and I know you haven't figured out how to turn it on. But I know Michelle. There ain't no way she's going to have a house with us in it with that not working. That's impossible. And because she knew who the owner of the house is, she couldn't accept that it just doesn't work. She sat there and sat there. It's not that she was able to have the wisdom to do it. It's that she knows the owner of the house. And she discovered how water flows. Not because she's she is incredibly bright. But what did it is, I know the owners of the house. Why am I sharing this with you? You may not know how rivers of living water are supposed to flow from your belly. You may not know how to walk on water. You may not know how to speak to bring the dead to life. You may not know where to spit or what dirt to use. But if you know the master of the house, you just keep doing it until it manifests himself. Know him and make him known. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.